The Bear Hunt. Tall green corn flourished near the camps and the gardens of the Seminoles. Each year, the braves would gather and offer up their thanks to the Great Spirit with a corn dance. Thank you. Billy Bowlegs killed his first deer at the age of 11. And his grandmother tanned the deer hide, for which she made Billy a pair of moccasins and a pair of buckskin leggings. She prophesied that Billy would be a mighty hunter, and her prophecy came to pass. His success became known to all through the land, and Billy directed famous sportsmen to the lairs of the panther, the feeding grounds of the bear, herds of the deer on the prairie, and turkey along the creek. At night, the braves would dance and celebrate many of their hunts with the spear dance. Billy was always known as a courteous and friendly man. And among his people, and especially to his white friends, he had that reputation. He learned to read and write and became known as the ambassador of his people. We now offer up our prayers and our gifts in memory of the great chief, Billy Bowlegs III. Thank you. Billy Bowlegs, ladies and gentlemen, part of our Florida heritage. May he always be in our memory.
From the bottom of our hearts, we thank Medicine Lodge Troop Number 123 for this fitting tribute to the great Floridian, Billy Bowlegs III. From Fairhope, Alabama, come a most delightful group of English country dancers. We've been trying to get them down here for a long time, and if you try hard enough, you know, you can do anything. And we feel that very, very triumphant and happy to present to you the English country dancers from the School of Organic Education under the direction of their wonderful leader, Heine Gaston.
Our first dance tonight is our traditional Kirkby Malzeard sword dance. Our next dance is Morris Jig, very athletic, as you will see. The name of it is Jockey to the Fair.
Mighty near the Alabama line, the Florida Town Cloggers, under the direction of Ed Smathers, doing their precision clogging, making the music with their feet. They're absolutely unique. You know, some of that they were doing, we used to call ring the dish rag, didn't we? Here comes one of our favorite Florida folk singers, Bob Pavitt, Sarasota.
I had hoped to do a couple completely different numbers tonight, but some more friends from Georgia showed up, and they insisted that I do this unreconstructed rebel again. So if Thelma will let me, I'll do it. Oh, I'm a good old rebel, that's just what I am. For this fair land of freedom, I do not care a damn. I'm glad I fit against it, I only wish we'd won. And I don't want no pardon for anything I done. I hate the Constitution, this great republic too. I hate the freedman's heroes in uniforms of blue. I hate the nasty eagle with all his brags and fuss. The lion, thief, and Yankees, I hate 'em wuss and wuss. I hate the Yankee nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence, too. I hate the glorious banner, 'tis dripping with our blood. I hate the nasty armies, I bit 'em all I could. I fought with General Robert Lee for 4 years near about. Got wounded in three places and starved on Point Lookout. Was sick with a rheumatism, a camping in the snow. But if I kill some Yankees, I'd like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. I wish it was 3 million instead of what we got. I can't take up my musket and fight 'em now no more. But I ain't a-gonna love 'em, and that is certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. I won't be reconstructed, and I don't give a damn. And another request that I didn't intend to do is a couple of verses of a song which has been traced to North Florida and eastern Alabama. It's about a man who was kind of a fugitive, and he kept hiding out in boxcars and stealing food and in Robin Hood manner giving it to the poor people, and they called him Railroad Bill. Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill, he never worked, Lord, never will, he just ride, ride, ride. Railroad Bill, he was a mighty mean man, shot his daddy and he went for his mammy and he'd ride, ride, ride. Everybody told him, come home soon, but he shot McMillan by the light of the moon, and it ride, ride, ride. Old McMillan had a special train, and he loaded up in the drizzling rain, crying ride, ride, ride. Buy me a pistol long as my arm, kill everybody ever done me harm, and I'll ride, ride, ride. Two policemen come too late, Bill was rolling on a southern freight, crying ride, ride, ride. This, as all you people know, is an auto harp, and during the course of a folk festival, you see quite a few of them, but you rarely see one played in exactly this manner, because most people know how to do it. It takes a while to get equipped. The auto harp is a rather versatile instrument, which most people don't realize, because most of what you hear on it is just accompanying. They generally just play chords like that, but the thing can be picked. And this is a little song it's not really a song, it's a theme and variations. And in honor of my alma mater, it's called Gator Hash. And it's kind of a gator hash. It's what it does is show several strokes that can be done on the auto harp, starting with the simplest and going on from there. Gator Hash.
I think you'd like to know that Bob makes his living not by picking and singing, but by he's city planner for the city of Sarasota. And you'll find many, many professional men and women doing this, taking part in the wonderful folk festival for love of doing. And I think unconsciously knowing that we must perform it, we must do it, we must see it, hear it, feel it, in order to keep our marvelous Florida folklore alive. Now, there's been a lot of activity going on over here under this great big old pine tree. Isn't it a beauty? Isn't this a beautiful setting? My goodness. And it's those boys from Georgia getting ready for the Knee Knockers Square Dance Team under the direction of J.L. Walker, who in real life is a doctor.
We'd like to introduce to you the 4-H Recreation Group from Nahunna, Georgia. These are called the Knee Knockers. This is named after a little swamp up there. I want to tell you just a little bit about the type of dancing they're going to do. This is called the Western Square Dance. This is distinctively American. You'll see some features in this type of square dancing that you recognize from the Old English and other dances, but this was developed by our own Pappy Shaw in Colorado Springs. He used to call this type of dancing for the cowboys after the roundup in the evening. And this is spread across America now. We have more than 500,000 people doing this type of square dancing. and it's a lot of fun, and you ought to join in it somewhere around where you are. You know, as she told you, I was a doctor. Well, this morning, just before I left, I had to stop and deliver a baby, and by the time I got down here, before I walked in, I heard Cousin Thelma hollering, "Dr. Walker, Dr. Walker, we got somebody with a broke leg over here." So I thought I was going to be free today, but I wasn't. We have as our caller tonight Jack Brooker. He's a young fellow in high school here. This is his project in 4-H Club Recreation and calling for square dancing. And he's a real good caller. We had a young lady here 2 years ago who went on after she was here and won national recognition for her square dance calling. And we have another one going tonight. Okay, let's go, boys and girls.
Well, you back your partner, and your corner's on a hole. Your knees and circle to the left, you circle to the left, go around the hall. Got tall around the left and me, then you see, you saw your friends at all. Go back to the corner with your left hand, and the left of the right left hand. With the left foot high, the left foot low, you meet that gal and do-si-do. You do-si-do, it's back to back. You step out of the swinger jack, you fall away. Go around the square, take a little walk with a knee chair. And when you're home, then what you do? One and three, go up to the middle and back with you. Now four again, do a run with two, you turn one around. Two ladies chain across, that time you turn one around. And chain them back, that's what you do, you chain them right back. Turn one around with a right and left, two right and left, two across. But you're in two and four, go up to the middle and back with you. Then four again, do a run left, two. Two ladies chain across, that time you chain them on the boys. And chain them right back, you turn them on the back when the sun won't crack. Chain them right back. Then turn one around with a right and left, two, that's what you do. Then I'll middle lift with the old left hand and give it a go with a rotten left hand. It's right and left and ain't a real and if I can go the better you feel. You meet this gal and from on a go here and there, take a little walk around the square. And when you do I'll middle lift, go out on the bar. Go right and lift, you make the star. Oh, for you make a back up on back along backwards one too far. And shoot the star and on you go, go right and left, oh, pass. Oh, it's her but a left in the corner with the right. It's turn by the left and you start by the right. You back them up for the right and start. Now shoot that star right. Left hand is, you're the girl in, you're the anchor right. Left hand go around, that's me in. The right with a bit of that thing in comedy. Pretty lady fair, take a little walk around the square. And when you do, two and four, go up to the middle and back with you. Then one and three, you lead to the right circle of four. Hit your step, you make a line. Go up to the middle and back with two and four to get into a pass through. California twirl. Now right and left through the cross from you. You turn them on around and join it. Can't make a big green. You circle the left like everything. Now down on the left and out on the north. Go right and left to make the star. Oh, boy, just like a back of star back along backwards. Now shoot the star of the heavens world. Go right and left. Second girl, Alamandar back. Come up on the right and star back along backwards. Okay. I shoot the star next pretty maid, take her mother and promenade. You promenade and go here and there, you take a little walk around the square. Promenade and you get straight. Now bow to your partners, and your corners all, and wave to the gal across that wall, and keep it boys, that's it, that's all.
Yeah, let's give her a hand.
This first number is what's called a pat a call. The caller just calls whatever comes in his mind, and you see what happens when they don't listen. They do what we call goofing. And this is really a part of square dancing.
That's my fault.
You're not supposed to admit it, though. It can be either the caller's fault or the dancer's fault, but that's just as much fun as anything. Now, this next one is a singing call, and as compared to the other one, they know what he's going to call, so they might get ahead of him. Y'all better not, though. But this follows a set pattern and a set tune. This is called Red Wing.
Well, you join hands and make a ring. You circle left, go around. You're out of my left to the old left hand. You wing that ring, yes, don't stand. You weave it in and out. And when you meet your own, well, you know, it's on door, it's back to back. You step on the fence, yes, you swing. Swing tonight on pretty Red Wing. You're promenade and serenade. Yes, you swing, swing tonight on pretty Red Wing. A Red Wing flies her heart away. Number one.
But the first old couple lead out to the right and circle halfway round. Well, you bend down and away you go, the inside and the outside low. Hurry, hurry, let's go. It's over and in me low. Will you die right to go on to the next and circle halfway round? Will you die right to go on to the next and circle halfway round? Will you dip and dive and away you go, the inside and the outside low. Hurry, hurry, let's go. It's over and in me low. You die right to it, home you go and everybody say, yes, you sweet swank and I know pretty red wing. You promenade her and serenade her. Yes, you swing, swing tonight, a pretty red wing. A red wing cries her all the way. Number two. With the second old couple lead out to the right and circle halfway round. Well, you dip and dive and away you go, the inside and the outside low. Hurry, hurry, let's go. It's over and in below. Well, you dive right through and on to the next and circle halfway round. Well, you dive right through, go on to the next and circle halfway round. Well, you dip and dive and away you go, the inside and the outside low. Hurry, hurry, let's go. It's over and in below. Well, you dive right through and on you go and everybody swing. Yes, you swing, swing tonight, a pretty red wing. A woman neighbor and serenade her. Yes, you swing, swing tonight, a pretty red wing. A red wing cries her heart away. Third. Well, the third will couple lead out to the right and circle halfway round. Good.
Let's give the Wiggins sisters a great big hand as they come forward and sing a very solemn classic song about chewing gum, I think.
Tonight we have had a request to sing "Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor" on the bedpost overnight. Shall I do? Hallelujah. Question is peculiar. I'd give a lot of dough if only I could know the answer to my question. Is it yes or is it no?
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils and even left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Here comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, steady as Gibraltar. Now the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty
thing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? And your mother said, don't you do, you swallow it in spite. Can you catch it on your tonsils and even left and right? This chewing gum loses flavor on the bitterest overnight. Now the nation rose as one and Senate's favorite son. Up to the White House, the nation's mighty lighthouse, he said that I've been sent on to the president to solve the burning question which has swept this continent. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said, don't you, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils and even left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost over.
I really, really love you and I want to hold you tight. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
On the bedpost over.
A dollar is a dollar and a dime is a dime. We'd sing another chorus, but we haven't got the time.
On the bedpost overnight.
Hey! Your land. And if you know the chorus, you can sing on the chorus. This is how the chorus goes. We'll start with the chorus and every time the chorus comes along, sing with us.
This land is your land.
There again is folk music at its best. Singing family. Their mother is our fiddler with our little folk band back there. And their father, John, is a very fine square dance caller. There's just nothing that the family can't do. Wouldn't be a folk festival without calling up a few birds and animals. And here to do it better than anybody is Henry Graham from down Wauchula way.
Before I start, I'd like to say that I was impressed with the Boy Scouts. I'm got three boys of my own, and I was really impressed a while ago with honoring Billy Bowlegs, and I hope someday that some of those Boy Scouts can go to the Everglades and see where the Holy Corn Dance once a year. It's about 12 or 14 miles off the Tamiami Trail, northeast of Monroe Station. The only way you can reach this place is by swamp buggy or walking, and it's quite a thing to see, and I hope someday that some of those Boy Scouts might get to see that. I was an orphan boy and raised up on a farm and way out in the woods. And after I get through doing this, you'll say he was from the woods. And had to do this for entertainment. And I'll start out imitating birds and fowl. And some of you recognize me before I announced it, and I hope you enjoy it. And I enjoy your applause, but wait till I finish, and because it'll give me a little more time, and I appreciate it. Walking along the road some night, out in the woods camping or something, you might be woke up with this sound. Just a moment later, after you all start, I'll hear this. Up north, that is known as the white owl, and you hear him in the spring of the year, and down south here, we call him Monkey Face the Barn Owl, and he doesn't change his color. And he's quiet, you say he's wise, but I can call him up where you can almost grab him with your hand. Anywhere I can find him, I can call him up right after, in other words. I'll go to another thing. It's a beautiful thing. You see it on TV and it's impressive, but it's not a very good thing to have around the house because you always generally wait to the middle of the night to find something or hear something.
Meow! Meow!
That's your peacock. And another good barn yard is fowl. It's kind of annoying in the middle of the night too, and you hear something all is this. Maybe you recognize it. That's a guinea. And this is something that the farmer left to hear early in the morning too, on the fowl side. You sportsmen will enjoy this. My wife said if I ever brought another one home that she's going to divorce me. She doesn't like to clean them. I called my first gobbler up this last gobbling season. I've killed a lot of turkey in my life, but I never hunted during gobbler season. And I was kind of unimpressed at first. Called the hens up to me, and they went on by, and a minute, two, three gobblers came by. They'd answer me gobbler, but they wouldn't come to me. One old gobbler, my youngest son, when I got him to him, he got him. But this is the way I got him to come to me. I said, well, I've seen fowl and all my life and raised him, and this might bring him up. So I had snake-proof leggings on. And after he saw he was going to give up and go, his goblin still wanted to come to him. And I done this. You never seen a goblin run as hard in your life to get there. He just knew I'd caught one of his hens, I guess. So it worked. That's one time it worked, anyway. I don't know where. Oh, another thing, I'm a great sportsman on hunting quail, and spent the night one of the highway patrol here, and I called one up this house this afternoon to get, I get them up. I don't like to, I've done this one, 22 bullets for 25 cent a box, and I was a little boy, but I hunt with a bird dog now, but I do find a lot of quail. You'll hear my And that one this afternoon, he'll come running as hard as he can. He gets up pretty close, and he's kind of scared of you. So to get him up and out, I've had this done and can prove it. I've had him on the hood of my car, walk around and look at me in the car. Just do this. That's a wounded quail, and I assume that he wants you to turn him loose, turn the one you've got loose, and catch him. And I've had him walk around on the hood of my car and hop off on the ground all around the car. So it comes in handy when you're out hunting to see a covey and call them up if you want to take pictures of them or something. I've had them follow the car down the road. I guess they thought I was carrying one of the little ones off or something. Going over the animal side, and I wonder if any farmer in here has ever heard this early in the morning when he didn't want to get up that quite that early. Doesn't sound too good, does it? Don't worry, y'all. Folks used to go to town and leave the kids in the country and always getting in meanness, you know. And the first thing you do, you hunt something to create a disturbance or something. And I had a lot of fun out of sicking the dog on the cat. Kick out of course, if they'd have caught me at it, I guess that I wouldn't be here today.